Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved one, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry. Who you are, the royalty, and the special being that you were to be when you came onto this planet. Beloved ones, you are all special. You're all of high energy and high consciousness with prayer, and because that allows spirit to flow in the manner that I needed to flow into my life. So let's get started. Almighty I Am Presence, I give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you, God, for just allowing me to be here today and to be able to give a message and give the word and give allow the energy of the higher beings and the higher ones to flow through me. I say thank you, God, for allowing that to come into fruition. I say thank you, God, for all that you're allowing to show up into my life today. I thank you, God, for each and everyone who's on the line, who's listening, and all those who will be listening later. I say thank you, God. Thank you. Put each one of those beloved ones in the white light of protection and keep them in that light of protection and allow them to blossom, allow them to become that which they intend to be. I thank you, God, for wonders today, that all the energy and all the love and all the divine information that come through. I ask you, God, to remove me and allow all of you to come through, God. I say thank you, God, for allowing that to happen. I call upon all my higher helpers today, all my ascended hosts and ascended masters to come in and to be able to work with me today and to be able to bring forth the message that needs to be done. So I say thank you. I invite you, each and every one of you, in to do what it needs to be done and to use me as a vessel. Allow me to be able to give some inspiring word and give a message to someone who will be able to help to take them to a higher state of consciousness. So I am just full of gratitude today. Thank you, God. I am so blessed and so wonderfully magnified by your ability to allow me to be able to do this work. So I say thank you, and so it is. Amen. Again, I want to welcome each one of you, my old friends and my new friends, okay? I am so blessed to be able to broadcast live today from Scottsdale, Arizona. Beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. We are having unbelievably warm weather here today. It is in the high 80s, low 90s. All depends on which part of Scottsdale you're in. And that's really, really something else there. This time of year, the temperature is usually in the 70s. Or maybe in the high 60s, but we are experiencing 90-degree weather. Boy, I don't know what that means for the summer, but anyway, I'm going to enjoy it as it is, and I'm just grateful and thankful that it is what it is. I'm in a state of gratitude, and I really feel blessed and highly favored for just being in your presence, beloved ones. You know, I am so grateful that you have, you know, joined me, and I understand everything is in divine order. And each one of you are here by divine appointment. And each one of you are here listening to the show is in the right place, the right time, and this is the message for you. You have been inspired by your creator to come forth and to hear what is being said. So I want you to listen closely. I want you to be able to absorb and take in what you need for yourself. And anything you don't need, discard it, okay? So I believe strongly that people should take in what they need. If it ain't for you, then it ain't for you, and that's okay. What I do suggest to you do is that you get your piece of pencil and a paper, because there's a lot of things that I'm going to be sharing with you that you may want to take notes of and you may want to write down. So that would be great if you decide to do that. Okay? Excuse me. How many of you listened to the show last week? Let me see the show of hands. All right, raise them hands up. I see you out there. Okay, I'm sure a lot of you did listen, because when we talk about love, there's some strange things that happen. But the two of the most topic conversations are love and prosperity. When I have those two shows, the lines light up. A lot of people out there want love, and a lot of people want prosperity. But that's good. And for all of you who didn't listen, it's okay, too, because guess what? All the shows are archived. And that's a good thing, because you can go back at any time during your time that you want to be able to listen to the shows, and that's great. So everything is archived, so you can go back and listen. But all of you who have been listening to me for the last couple of weeks or so, last month, last year, always know that I always go back and recap every show anyway because I just want to be able to sort of just give you an update of what's going on. Okay? Well, love is one of the most powerful forces on the planet. And that's without a doubt, it is one of those powerful forces. And without love, you cannot become what God intends for you to become. Without love, you cannot become what God intends for you to become. And that's important, beloved ones. So love is a really, really powerful thing. And the lack of love is what is causing all the dysfunctions and all the chaos that we are experiencing on the planet right now. That is all due to lack of love, what we are seeing. And there is a lot of chaos going on in our country, around the world, and a lot of things that's happening. And that's all due from the lack of love. We all have to learn to bring more love into our lives. And what we all are designed to want more love in our lives is actually to be connected to the Spirit of God. When you are desiring love, especially deep love, you're actually craving your need to connect more with God from which you came. It really saddens me to see so many people feeling separated from their God self. You know, that's really a taught behavior. And I have to sort of put the blame where it lies at when it comes down to that. And pretty much most of that comes from the traditional religions and the traditional churches, okay, that brought that philosophy in that you and God were separated, because that's one of the biggest fallacies that there ever has been. God and you are one. You are not separated from God. And so they have done a disservice by that and caused a whole bunch of craziness to go on behind that particular thing. But each one of us crave the love of our Creator, because that's where we came from. We are craving that love, and you think you may be looking for physical love in another person or physical love in a thing, but really you're craving the love of God. Okay, so that is really so important that you understand that. If you want, and now I'm not going to go too deep into that because that was from last week's show. So if you want to learn more about how to have more love for yourself and how to have more love for the Creator that created you and understand the whole scenario when it comes down to love, then you got to go back and listen to last week's show. I was told it was one of the best shows that we had. So I'm going to take it like that, and hopefully that was, I was being told the truth on that one, because it was really, really powerful. I know I enjoyed doing it, so that was good. So let's get on with what today's show has to be, developing and maintaining prosperity consciousness. Oh, boy, you know, sometimes this was not the title that I was going to talk about. This week I had something totally different in mind and totally different on my agenda for the week, but spirit sometimes works in very mysterious ways. You know, spirit, you think you're going to do one thing, but spirit said, oh, no, this is not what we're going to do. But you know what? I have learned to get out of my own way and let spirit have its way, because sometimes, you know, you think you want to do something, and if you following the teachings of the Spirit and you allowing yourself to be a vessel, then you should open yourself up and let Spirit control what goes on. Now, prosperity consciousness is a state of mind, beloved ones. That is a state of mind. That is where people live with the expectancy of God's great opulence automatically flowing in their lives. In other words, they expect to live the good life without anyone having to tell them. They automatically just assume that the good life is going to come their way, because that's how they feel. That's the part of having prosperity consciousness. When you get to that state of mind, that is how it works. So it's really interesting that, you know, that's what happens when people, you see people, they don't worry about things and they just flow in and all kind of good stuff going on. They're happy and just having things the way they want to be. So it's important. So people, I'm noticing there's so many people having challenges with living a prosperous, opulent life. You know, and really, there's so much prosperity in the air. There's so much prosperity in the universe. there's, you know, as Catherine Ponder may say, or you may have heard Catherine Ponder, there's gold dust in the air. And believe me, beloved one, there is gold dust in the air. And there's prosperity in the air that's just permeates into the universe. That's there. And it's bringing forth spiritual and opulence already in place. All we have to do is tap in. So that's good. Now, I don't know how many of you were able to actually read the introduction that I had on the page. If you're not on the computer, or you call them on the phone, or you just didn't take chance to read the introduction, I want to share that with you, because I think that's really, really important to where we're going to go today and what we're going to be, what I'm going to be sharing with you. And start off, why are so many people suffering from lack and living from paycheck to paycheck when there is so much prosperity in the world? When God's good fortune shows up at your front door, most people are in the backyard looking for four-leaf clothes. In other words, beloved one, you know, you can be in the flow of things, but you are somewhere trying to play a number, trying to do, and I'm not against it, but you're trying to figure out some other way to make a living, and the universe is bringing forth everything that you need in order to for it to show up in the manner that it needs to show up, and you are out trying to figure out something else. So it seems that many of people have been trained to live in poverty. Now, that's pretty interesting to me. Many people, it appears that they have been trained to live in poverty. It is time to shift your consciousness. I'm here to tell you, beloved ones, there is prosperity all around you. It is everywhere. It is in every essence of the being of the universe. The God who created this universe, that created all the diamonds, all the wealth, all the everything is there, and it's there for you to partake in. So you know what, beloved ones? You must stop seeing the glass as half full. Instead, you must see it. You must stop seeing the glass as half empty, I mean, and start seeing it as half full. You know, a lot of us have a tendency to look at the negative things when we really should be focusing on the positive. It is really, really important for that to take place, and it's important for that to happen. So, beloved one, I do want to share with you that God has created great opulence in the universe, and there is no lack in the universe, absolutely none. The only lack there is in our personal consciousness. And it's your own personal consciousness that is causing you to experience lack. It's your own thinking processes that's causing you to experience lack. It ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in the universe. The universe is full with prosperity and full with opulence. Let me just share with you a couple of scriptures that I like, you know, I kind of like to back up sometimes what I'm saying when I can find them with Bible verses that make sense to the topic of the day. Let me just share with you from Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. That's heavy stuff there, beloved one. God already gave you the ability to do it, to have it. So for you not to have it, you're not honoring God. Psalms 35:27. Let them shout for joy and rejoice, for favor my vindication, and let them say continuously, the Lord be magnified, who delights in prosperity of his servants. Beloved ones, God is happy to see you prosper. God intends for you to be prosperous, and God sets you here to be prosperous, to have life and have it more abundant. That is one of the reasons why, beloved, Jesus came on the planet Earth, is for us to be able to have life and have it more abundantly. Okay? So you have to stop going around living and living in these states of poverty thinking, living in states of lack thinking, because it does not have to be unless you want to create. Now, if that's what you want, then hey, that's what you want. And I ain't gonna try to convince you other ways that that's the way you want to live your life. Then that's totally up to you. But beloved ones, some of you are still walking around believing money is the root of all evil. Can you believe that? Some people are still walking around believing that money is the root of all evil. I want you to immediately erase that thought from your mind, because it is the lack of money that causes the problem. It ain't got nothing to do with you having money. It's the lack of money that's causing people having problems. Or those are greed for those who want more than their share of money. But it ain't got nothing to do with the money itself from the standpoint of it being evil. You know, it's coming from out of the conscience of man that's creating that perspective of lack and wanting to take and wanting to control things because of their own egotistical dealings. So please, but beloved one, please don't get me wrong, okay? When I speak about the great opulence, it's not just about material things. It's about great health. It's about great wealth. It's about great careers. It's about great relationships with God and so on. So there's other things that come on the opulence of God other than you having money, okay? There's all those things. Money is just a vessel and a vehicle for you to help maintain and for you to be able to enjoy some of these other things. But when you are not able to keep a roof over your head, not able to pay your bills, and you're suffering and not wondering how you're going to take care of what you need to do, it's very difficult to enjoy the other things. So the financial aspect is very, very important, and it's very, very important. I know in Ecclesiastes 10:19 said, wine is made for merry, but money answers all things, okay? Beloved ones, you need to have finances if you're going to live on planet Earth in this capitalist system. You got to have it. It's important that you do that, okay? So, what really amazes me is how it is that we disconnected ourselves so much from what God wanted for us. How did we get to that state of not understanding that God wanted us to be successful and be in the state of living in his opulence? He created opulence for you, beloved ones. He created that for you to be able to have and to be able to enjoy life. So, but there's many reasons why people are not enjoying God's opulence. I'm not going to get deep into that because the last few shows I've done was about how to condition your mind for success and how to take back control of what's going on inside of your physical and mental aspect and also your spiritual aspect that's blocking you from allowing prosperity to show up. So, I'm saying again, if you want to know more about that particular subject, you need to go back to the show. They're all there. They're all archived for you, okay? It can totally make a difference in your life. And if you want to change and you want to be done, you got to do some work. And it ain't have no filter. Just go back and listen and absorb and do some things. And you need to clean your subconscious mind out a lot of these things for. It's clear that God truly wants you to experience the abundant life. To me, that has become very, very, very clear that God wants you to experience abundant life, okay? One of the first steps in this process is to have faith in your God self and confidence in your own abilities. You must have faith in your God self, and you must have confidence in your own ability. Most of you have been listening for the last few weeks understand that the power of the tongue can bring you death, life, success, or poverty. Beloved ones, are you talking yourself into a situation? Are you talking yourself into the poorhouse? Are you talking yourself into the sick bed? Are you bringing about positivity? Are you talking about being healthy, talking about allowing good things to flow into your life? Because if you're talking anything other than the positive, then you're creating stuff in your subconscious mind. You're allowing that things to come in there. And as I shared with you many times before, your subconscious mind controls your destiny. You hear what I said? Your subconscious mind controls your destiny. So the words you're saying, the thoughts, the feelings that are being allowed to filter into your conscious mind and your subconscious mind is causing you to have problems with what's going on with your work. So once you have done the work to remove those negative programs out of your subconscious mind, then you can begin to manifest. But until you work on that, I don't care what I tell you, It ain't gonna, is it not gonna make a difference? Because you got to do some work yourself. You got to be willing to work on your own consciousness. You got to be willing to reprogram your own subconscious mind. Beloved ones, there's so much stuff that has been dumped into your mind by the people who care for you, for your school, your teachers, your ministers, government officials, and all kind of people have put so much stuff into your subconscious mind that it may take you a little while to clear some of that stuff out of your mind because there is so much stuff there. But guess what? The beautiful thing is that you do have the ability to take back your mind. You do. You can do it, but you have to make some effort to make it happen. It ain't gonna just show up without you taking some effort to make it happen. And that's a beautiful thing that the Creator has given you a way to be able to erase your mistakes. See, God is merciful and God is good, and He given you free will. So in free will, you have ability to make it good. You have ability to make it bad. So, but it's up to you to do what you need to do. Beloved ones, one of the things that manifesting is that you truly have to have a clear picture of what you design in your mind and in your heart. You got to have a clear picture of what it is that you want and what makes you happy. And I clearly understand that some people don't necessarily want the big hill on the house. Some people don't want the new shiny cars. Some people don't want the new and latest fashion. And that's okay. But if you do want them, you can have them too, okay? So don't, allow yourself to be put off because of anything that's holding you back that's already inside of you. But like I said, there's some people that don't want this. And there's some people who have gotten to the point where they are so spiritual, they can't even live on a material plane. And it's okay to be spiritual, because believe me, hey, I'm there. Spirituality is my thing. I've been doing it for a long, long time. But I understand that I live in a capitalist society, and I have to have finances. And even to be able to do spiritual work at the level where I want to do this, I need to have money. That's right. I need to have money in order to do spiritual work. Every week that I do this show, I pay for it, okay? So that takes finances. And that takes the ability to do that. And I understand. And I have a whole lot more expansion, a whole lot more things I want to do with bringing spirituality than this show. And I understand that the necessity to have money. And it has, you have to have it. But, you must begin to really put yourself in a state of awareness to be determined that you're looking for the success you want. And the key to bringing happiness into your life and developing prosperity is really, really, very important. And we're going to talk about some of those keys that it takes in order to get to developing that prosperity consciousness and what are you going to take. But you know what? I like stories, man. I like sharing stories with you because stories are always things that are reality that a lot of us can relate to. And I want to share a story with you, and this is a true story because this is a story about me. Okay, that really helped change my life. One of the loves of my life who had passed on to the other side said to me one day, James, I love you, and but if you do not change your thinking around prosperity and thinking around life, then I no longer can have you to share your time with me because what you think and what you're feeling is not only affecting you, but it affects me too. And I was thinking to myself, I said, boy, that's kind of harsh. I wasn't ready for that one to understand. But and I had to really sit back and think about it because what she said was absolutely the truth. If you're involved with someone and they're thinking negative and not thinking. I don't think I was totally negative, but apparently I was not at that same level of prosperity thinking that she was at. That's for sure. And so I thought it was something that was quite different. And I said, "Well, what about the love?" And she responded to me, "What does love have to do with it?" And I had to laugh because guess what? That's the truth. Love ain't got nothing to do with it. When you can't pay your bills or you need to depend on somebody else to help you, love goes out the window, as a matter of fact. Okay, so what love got to do with it? I had to think about it. I thought a little bit about Tina Turner. I know some of you may know about her. But what love got to do with it made a lot of sense to me. Because you said that energy that you're projecting, you're gonna have to come up to my level. I'm gonna pull you up, or brother, you and I are gonna have to separate our department. You know, I'd do anything for you. I love you. I care for you, and I would do that. But I can't allow you to pull me into that energy. And you know what? I am so grateful, so grateful for her telling me that, because that was when my shift really began to take place. You know, because that was the difference. Now, she was more advanced than what I was, and especially in her material life. See, this lady, she never, ever concerned herself about manifesting any amount of finance she desired. She just didn't even worry about manifesting anything that she desired. She just was attracted to prosperity on all levels. Besides making money, which seemed to just come in an avalanche for her. She would have checks for $15,000, $20,000 in checks that she didn't even cash, you know, and money just flowed to her like that. Not only that, people that her friends and her family would give her money, give her furs, give her coats, give her cars, all kinds of stuff that would just show up in her life because of where she was at. And it was amazing. So that what was happening in her life. I mean, they take her on expensive trips and all kinds of things. So I said, well, you know what? There's something here. Really, I need to begin to study this person to really see what's going on that's making this happen with her. And I decided at this time to make her a project. I decided to make her like a science project. I want to find out what's making this person tick in the matter that they tick in, what's bringing this stuff into her life like that, and how she's able to flow like this, that things just show up in such a magnificent way for her, because that was pretty amazing for me, you know, that this was happening. And one of the first things I discovered was that she didn't give a darn about those material things. You hear what I'm saying? She didn't care about material stuff at all. Really, it just showed up, and she wasn't that concerned about it. She just happily just felt it was going to happen, and it happened, but she didn't care about it. It was no big deal to her. I mean, she liked material stuff because she had a closet full of magnificent clothes and all kinds of wonderful things, but she wasn't that impressed, and she definitely wasn't impressed in cars because she drove a 15, 20-year-old car, so that wasn't nothing to her. That money, that didn't mean anything to her in the big deal. But in her mind, she just felt like she deserved it. And it was hers to have, and that she was going to automatically get it regardless of what happened. That opulence was hers and God had it for her. She expected the universe to just care for her. She knew that the universe would take care of her, almost like, I guess, the birds in the sky know that God will provide for them. That's how this girl lived. She lived with the expectation that, hey, you know what? Everything is good. God's going to take care of everything. I'm good. And everything is going to flow up and going to show up in my life. And she truly saw the glass as half full instead of half empty. Now, the second thing that I observed about her was that she was a giver. To anyone who had a need, she just wanted to share with you, she would give. I'm not talking about giving you a few dollars. If you asked her for 20, she would give you $100. And guess what? She didn't have no expectation of you giving it back neither. She just gave it purely out of her heart because she had it and it flowed like that. And like I said, she didn't have any expectation of you getting it back. And it was just amazing thing. So, you know, I'm grateful for God for setting such a teacher in my life. And so, you know, you don't know who's showing up in your life and who's showing up in your life for a reason. But that relationship And she had gone on to the other side now. But she came into my life to take me to another level from another perspective. And that was great. So, you know, beloved one, when people show up in your life, don't take it for granted, because you don't know how they're coming to teach you something, to bring you something, to share something with you, and to help you in your development, and help you to, because even if it ain't all positive, that person is showing up for a reason and a purpose to help bring you something that you need to grow. So be grateful for those relationships that have showed up in your life, okay? You must be, because teachers come in ways you're not even aware of how they come. They show up, and they show up in the way that they need to show up. So we need to develop our prosperity consciousness for enough that we can have. We need to develop our prosperity consciousness so we can have enough to share and to spare. We should be able to be helpful, to be able to help others out, and to be able to help ourselves out, and to be able to give back. You know, and it's really sad to me when I see people suffering from lack, especially when it comes to my friends and family. You know, people living from payday, people struggling, not able to take care of their basic needs, people just going through, you know, such a turmoil time, and always having some stuck in a rut kind of environment. And those people stuck in a rut seem to just stay there. And they just continue to allow the rut to build up around them, because, you know, they don't even understand why they're having that, and they're thinking, and they're just not thinking, and they're not understanding who and whom they are, and it is really sad. But that, I even have a few of my spiritual friends that have challenges like that too. So, and they all because of they are not being spiritual, but some of them are having, they may be spiritual in one way, but they don't have no understanding that it's okay to be spiritual and have opulence of God. Matter of fact, if you're not having enjoying the opulence of God, then you really are not enjoying spirituality. You can't be spiritual, call yourself a spiritual being, and you are not enjoying the teachings of God. You're not enjoying the opulence of God. How can that be? And I understand too, that you can't always rescue those people, because some of those people want you to rescue them all the time. You know, can you help me? Can you spare that? And it's okay to help, brother. Don't get me wrong. I love helping people. I help people on the streets, man. I probably give away on every day. I don't even know how much money I give to people. I was homeless people, because I just know that the flow that I give will come back, and I do it too without expectation. So, but sometimes people want you to rescue them, and they want you to rescue them all the time. Once you start rescuing them, they think it's your duty to rescue them. I know folks like that, that they just believe that that's the way it is and that's the way it should be. So you have to do the work, beloved one, to remove the negative program in your subconscious mind. And again, I have to tell you, once you have done it, how important it is to have a clear picture in your mind of what you really want. Because if you're not sure of what you want, all kinds of stuff going to show up. And most of the time, nothing shows up in the manner you want it, because, you know, one day you want it one way, next day you want it another way, next day you want it another way. And your mind is totally coming out like scrambled eggs. It don't know what to give. What in the world does this individual want? Today is happy with this, tomorrow is happy with something else. Then you don't like that, get clarity. Take time. You know, go into whatever you need to do and take time to do what you need to do to reprogram your subconscious mind to get to the point where you need to do. So let's just talk about some of the key things that it takes to get to manifesting and maintaining that consciousness where things just show up for you. We want to be like that too. We want to be showing up. We want people that say, come by and say, hey, I got a new car for you. Hey, you know what? I'm going to Paris. You want to go with me? don't you want that kind of life too? For things just to show up that kind of way? If you don't, I know I do. You know, I want to be at that state of consciousness. You know, there's people that are spiritually conscious, walk down the street and find $400 or $500 just laying around, just doing things. That's what happens when you get to that state of consciousness. Well, number one, you have to accept the idea and have faith that you are a child of God. Yeah, you got to accept that idea. In other words, you have to realize that you and God are one, and that everything that God has on this universe, you can share in it. There is nothing on the planet that God allowed to build on the planet that you cannot have access to, beloved ones. But you have to will it, you have to have the faith to believe that. And you have to know that and know in your heart of hearts that you are being divinely blessed. You know, you have to believe that God, that there are opulence and wealth and gold in the universe. I can't overemphasize this. You have to know and feel in your heart of hearts that all of the opulence and universe is just around you, that you can reach out and touch it. You can go out and breathe in gold dust inside of your body, and your whole being is being full with opulence. That's what it means. That's how you're going to develop your prosperity consciousness, when you begin to feel that everything, there's opulence everywhere. Everything you touch can turn into opulence that can happen to you. You know, you can have those wonderful relationships, wonderful health, wonderful everything that you need to have, because that's all part of opulence. But like I showed you earlier, you also have to have that very clear picture in your mind. You have to have a goal in mind, and it has to be stuck in your mind and your subconscious mind to the level where it is just beginning to sort of drive you. Now, however you get it in your subconscious mind, however you get it, you got to write it down, then write it down. And you have to, if you have to, whatever you need to do to hold that picture in your mind of what you want, do it every day. You know what I do, what I've been doing, beloved ones? I got $100 bills stuck all on the walls and on the mirrors, everywhere, on the light switches, because I want to infuse my mind with prosperity. And looking at $100 bills all day, every day, when I wake up, the first thing I do, I look at a $100 bill along with my RV, okay? So these are the things that I'm doing to develop the spiritual consciousness to allow me to be able to get to that state of awareness, okay? So you have to do the work you need to do in order to bring these things into your life. Okay, number four, you have to keep a positive mind. Negativity is a killer. It's a killer, guys. When you start thinking positive, then that's a problem. When you start thinking negative, that's a problem. As long as you're thinking positive, you're on the right road. But so you must be positive. Now, you need to read positive material. You need to do positive affirmations. You need to be able to do anything you need to do in order to keep yourself in a state of positive energy. Because guess what? As soon as you step out that door, the negativity going to hit you like you've never been hit before. And probably before you get out that door, somebody going to call you with a problem, with an issue, and start working on you the moment you wake up. Someone going to try to hit you with some negative energy that causes you to have to go back and just sometimes almost want to get back into bed. So, but you, beloved ones, have to take charge. You know, I have a sign. I will not allow anyone to control my day except for myself. I am in charge of myself for this day. And that's how you got to feel. You got to let that know. And number five, you have to give thanks to God. When you open your eyes in the morning, give thanks to God, you know, that you are woken, that God woke you up and you can talk, you can see. Realize that that's a blessing. It didn't have to be that way. You didn't have to wake up with the ability to be able to talk, walk, smile, and do anything. So you are blessed, and you should realize that how blessed you are to be able to have those things show up in your life, okay? So when you open your eyes, be grateful. You know what I do, and something you may want to do too, I take 5 minutes every morning before I go to bed, and I say to myself 100 times, at least 100 times, I am prosperity. 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 And I say it for 100 times. I don't take about 3-4 minutes to get it 100 times to do that. But I'm setting the pace for my day. that I wanted to be able to have that energy to come in. I want to develop that prosperity consciousness that is so important for me to be able to experience the prosperity I want. I can't allow myself to get up in a bad mood and allow myself to start my day off with negativity. You got to start your day off with positive energy. You have to be able to, once you release and have that positive thought in your mind, that's when the universe begins to release to you those unexpected favors and blessings. You know, once you wake up and you're feeling positive and you know that you're feeling prosperous, the universe says, oh my God, I got to find a way to bless this person. I got to find a way to bring some goodness into his life because he's there. He's accepting that. He wants it. And the universe goes out of its way to look for ways it can bless you. It looks for ways that it can help you, opposites to show up in your life. So, you, beloved ones, have to do the work. That's the only thing you got to do. You got to be willing to do the work. You got, and I ain't telling you to do no hard work. I'm just saying, hey, take 5 minutes in the morning and do it. I am prosperity. Try it for a week or two and see what happens as your day flies on and see what's happening. You know, it ain't going to hurt you to do that. You surely can't. It surely can't be a downfall for you. It'll only be a blessing for you. Okay? Start your morning off with positive. And then once you get to that state of mind and you understand that, that's what you mean by walking by faith and not by sight. When your mind gets to the point where you just automatically just put it on autopilot and know that things are going to happen, wonderful things, then you're walking by faith and not by sight. That is what my friend was able to do. She walked by faith and not by sight. And God knows if it didn't show up in the way that she wanted it to show up. You know, that's a big one. Now, here's the next one, number six. This is a biggie here, guys. you have to really take time to not allow poverty thinking people to influence you. You know, because they're everywhere. Negative thinking people, poverty thinking people come more. You're gonna run to triple time more people who are thinking poverty, who are thinking negative, than you will a positive person. Poverty is just there, and people just assume that there's a lot of people just assume that's the way it is. It's everywhere. So it's in your families, it's your coworkers, it's your friends. All of those people are in that level. And you have to learn how to detach yourself mentally and emotionally from those low energy spirits, man. That if you want to live a prosperous life, you got to do it. It's no way. I don't care if it's your own children. If they're thinking negative and always bringing drama to you, you can love them from a distance, correct them, and tell them they better straighten up if they want you to still be around, okay? You need to do them just like my friend did me, okay? You need to put them on the right track and say, hey, you got to get it together. You got to move forward because I ain't tolerating it. I ain't allowing you to bring me into no condition, allowing it to happen. And you got to get tough, beloved ones. You got to get tough, you know, and it's okay to have tough love because it's about you surviving. It's about you being able to survive and go through the life and have those wonderful and marvelous things you showed up. And if you're always allowing other people to show up in a manner that's devastating to you, then guess what? They're going to bring you down. They're going to bring you down. If you don't have my philosophy, if I'm going to be around someone that ain't totally part, if I can't lift them up, if I get to the point where I see that I'm not able to bring them to a higher state of consciousness, I gotta go because I'm not gonna allow it to flow. So I do all I can to try to encourage them and to bring them to the point of higher states of awareness. Now, number seven, beloved one, find and associate other spiritual beings who think, act, and live the life the way that you want to be able to live. You heard that old saying? Birds of a feather flock together. Guess what? It's true. That is very true. If you hanging out with losers, you're going to be a loser too. So I'm telling you that this choice that you make of people that you're allowing to be in your circles and your associates and your friends, you better check it out because if you allow them there, and you see them doing all kinds of negative stuff, and life is going crazy for them all the time, and you keep hanging out there, that's the same thing going to come your way. It's just the universe. That's the way it's going to be. I don't care how positive you are. If you're going to stay around negative thinking people all the time, negativity is going to find its way in your home. Okay? You know, it's just going to, it's going to do it. It's just happening. Okay? Number eight. Go where prosperity is being displayed. Go to places where there is prosperity. You can go. Now, and it doesn't cost you money to be able to go to some of these places to do some of the things that will help you in your prosperity. I'm blessed and fortunate here. I live behind a Rolls Royce, a Jaguar, a BMW, a Ferrari, and a Bentley dealership. And you talking about finances and prosperity, they're all right the road. And my walk every day, I walk that route, and I go into the dealerships, sit in the cars, the salesmen begin to almost know me by first name. I go and I immerse myself. I get the feeling of it. I want to feel what it feels like to be successful, to have that kind of success showing up in my life. I want to do that. Okay, that's important because that's helped building my prosperity consciousness by allowing myself to be in that kind of environment. That's beautiful. That's good. You know, I'm not in a position right now. I can afford to go out and buy a $400,000 car, but hey, I'm looking at it saying, hey, one day, you know, I'll be at this level. One day, I know I can do it. I know it's possible. I know the Creator is going to bring the energy to me. I know I can do this. I know that I have the ability to do this. And I sit there and I look at it and say, yeah, one day I can do this. Not that I necessarily even want a Rolls Royce, but I just wanted to go there and get that feel of being in that kind of environment. Okay? So, beloved one, if there's a luxury car dealer somewhere close by you, go there and just, you know, hey, go in the car deal, look at the cars, get the brochures, sit in the cars, and if the salesman lets you test drive them, and just, because they know people come and do that. They understand that people come and dream all the time. So ain't no big deal that people, you go in there and do that to take on that energy and to allow that to be, because that's resetting your mind. That is allowing you to become more in consciousness with those things. And to the ladies out there, hey ladies, you know, I understand you can go to the thrift store and find you a bargain, and you know, hey, you shopping bargain, you trying to get some, and you can get some good buys there, and that's beautiful and that's good, because there's some of these designer thrift stores have got some things going on. But I want you to start going to Neiman Marcus, Lord & Taylor, and some of these high-end stores, and just go in and just try on some of those dresses, some of those suits, some of those $1,500, $2,000 suits, and put them on your body. Go look in the mirror and just look at yourself and feel the quality of it. Feel that energy. Feel the energy that comes with having and wearing and having that kind of prosperity around you, allowing that to be part of you. That's what you need to do. Go find it. Go, you know, go try those dresses and look at yourself in the mirror and just feel it. You know, hey, you ain't buying today. Hey, you got a right to try on stuff and so you can get to feel it. Go to the jewelry store. Put a $10,000 ring on your finger and see what that feels like. Go in and try on a expensive watch or something like that. Because what you're doing, you're developing your prosperity consciousness by doing that, knowing that the universe, eventually, you keep doing it enough, the universe is going to find a way for you to have it, okay? And for guys, too. Hey, guys, go to some of the Brooke Brothers, some of the high-end male stores, and put on some of those Hickey Freeman suits, some of them $2,500 suits, and feel the quality of the suit wrapped around your body. And feel it, just feel the essence of it. And just feel how it makes you feel. Go look in the mirror and yourself say, yeah, okay, I'm looking good. And this is where I'm going. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to have in my life. You got to do it like that, beloved one. That I'm saying, fake it till you make it, it's okay. Because if you fake it long enough, you are going to make it. Okay, so it's okay to take it to that level. And it's good to do that. That's part of prosperity. I got to tell you now, if you're always going around looking for the low end and for the bargain of things, then guess what, beloved one? You're going to always get the low end and bargain of things. You're going to always get it if that's what you want to do. Try to find the cheapest and the lowest end then that's where your consciousness is. That's where you're going to be. And you know what? I don't apologize for saying that to you, okay? Because it's the truth. Sometimes I used to feel kind of bad sometimes when I just say things to self and maybe step on some people's toes. I said, oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But you know what? I don't do that no more. Because I know that what I'm telling you is for your highest good. And it's for what you need in your life. So, yes, go and do those things, okay? You know, develop that. So, beloved, it's been a great show. One of the last final things I want to mention to you is about become a giver. Beloved ones, learn to give. Learn to share. Learn to be of yourself. Learn to give more to the universe. Learn to give more of yourself. And I know you may not have the finances right now that you want to be able to share, but hey, you know what? If you got $2 in your pocket, you can find a homeless person that needs 50 cents. You know what I mean? You can give something. You can start giving, and you will start seeing the universe begin to give back to you. Because I truly believe that was the key to how my friend was so successful. Because, man, I used to see this girl just give and give and give, and I would shake my head. Why is she giving her money away like that? But guess what? The next day, somebody come and give her something. Somebody call, and she'd get a $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 job, you know, and it just flowed like that. So learn to give. Find a good cause. Find somewhere, somebody you can give to, and allow that to be able to come to you. And allow it to be able to help humanity. Give of yourself. And I'm not talking about always having to give your money. You can give your time. You can lend your energy to things, you know. You can send good positive thoughts to people. All of us know someone that's sick. Take 5 minutes and just pray for that person. Hold that person, hold the image of that individual and pray for that individual. Hold the image of someone that you know are not having life at the same level you have it, and give of your energy, you know, and give a smile, something. Just be a giver. Beloved ones, the world is for givers and not for takers. I cannot oversense and over tell you that. It is about the giving. I really, really, really honestly believe that in the giving process, all of this thing begin to come around in full circle. Of course, you have to do your other work too. You have to get those negative thoughts out of your mind. But once you start putting yourself and get those thoughts out, you're getting it ready to manifest. When you start getting that flow, and even when you don't have the flow, when you don't have money like that, you give. Find somebody that got a problem worse than your problem is, and you go give to them. The universe finds a way to give it back to you. I'm telling you, this is just a fact. So, anyway, beloved ones, you know, I enjoy so much being with you and being able to share with you this information, because guess what? When I'm sharing this with you, I'm teaching myself, because, you know, life ain't flowing like that to me. All this stuff is happening to me. But as I share with you, I become more convinced of what it is that I'm even saying and how Spirit is coming through me. Because, you know, I open myself up and say, Spirit, all of you, and none of me. So when I'm talking to you, I'm learning in myself to be able to be a better person, how to bring myself to a higher state of consciousness. So I allow that energy to come in, allow it to be. So I enjoy so much for you showing up and me being able to share with you, to be able to bring this information with you, to be able to connect with you. So this is great. So even because I know that today was daylight saving time, so some people might have got a little messed up on the time schedule, although I see plenty of you online, but some of you may have gotten a little messed up with the time schedule, and that's okay because the show is archived. So any of your friends or family or even the people that come in late will be able to go listen to the archive shows. Send people to the shows, and the shows are archived. They can go in and listen for themselves. Hey, and because you'll be doing a blessing. That's a blessing itself. Send somebody somewhere, a place where they can get some knowledge. You know, you may not have anything in your pocket you can give, but you can tell them where they can go get some knowledge, where they can get some information that can help them out. So tell people to go to the where they can get some information, where they can do it. So I'm going to give you a couple websites here, and then we're going to get ready to close off. But I Just want to thank you, beloved ones, for coming and joining in with me today. And you know what? I was used to say what next week's show gonna be, but you know what? I'm not even gonna do that no more, because what I say is gonna be and what Spirit says to be may be something different. So I won't even go there. Just tune in next week and see what Spirit has in store for us to bring forth. Okay? Now I want you to go visit my website. Because I want to get feedback. I want to know how you feel about what I'm saying to you and how it's working. So, now you got your pens out. Go to, write it down, www.theholisticministry. That's T-H-E, holistic, starting with an H, ministry.com. Okay? Theholisticministry.com. And on the bottom of the page, after you have a chance to read the website, then read the website, because there's some stuff in there. I tell you my life story, and I tell you my testimony of, you know, where I come from and what I've been through, how I got to this level. So I think it would be inspiring and motivating if you decide to take time to go and listen to some of that stuff, okay? And share. You can the front page, you can just do audio and listen, or you can take time to read it. You know, it seems like sometimes about reading just gets more powerful than listening. So go to the website, www.theholisticministry.com, okay? And let me know how you feel, and let me know what's going on with you. Share with me. Let me know if there's something that I can share, something you want me to talk about, or something you want me to get back with you, because if you leave me a message, I can get back with you, give you some good positive affirmations if you don't have some, or just, you know, give you a word of encouragement, something going on in your life that you need to be concerned about. I'm here to serve and to help you, so that's great. Now, most of you that if you're on the air and you did the call in thing and you're not aware of the actual Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/ the Holistic Ministry. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/ the Holistic Ministry. That's when you can go and listen to the archive shows, listen to all the shows that have been downloaded, listen to all the shows, that about 40 different shows on there that you can go and listen to. So I want you to go in there, take time and listen to the shows and be able to get something, you know, for it and share it with your friends and family. Now you go to the website, you can leave a love donation if you share too, because one thing I tell you, this show goes on without you or even with me, because Spirit is in charge here. So, you know, if you like to share, that's good. That's all beautiful. The site is a pure site. If you want to leave a donation, that's no big deal. Okay? Anyway, let's pray our way out of here. Beloved, mighty I Am Presence, thank you for this most wonderful and high energy day. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come into this precious space, allowing us to become more in tune to the universe. Allow us to understand who and whom we are. Thank you, God, for opening the doors, God. Thank you for allowing us to touch in. And thank you for allowing your opulence to flow into our lives like never before. This week, we will allow opulence to come into our lives, knowing that we are to share in your great opulence, that you have put everything here on the planet for us to have and to be able to share in all the wealth, all the goodness, all the great health, all the great relationships. All of this is in divine order and part of God, of your great opulence. So we say thank you, God. We're just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful that you are allowing us to be able to partake in the wealth of the universe, and that you are allowing us to move forward. We thank you for divine wisdom and understanding. We thank you for the ability to be able to make wise and conscious decisions about our lives, that we do the right thing, that we use our free will in a way that is for our highest good and our highest self. We say thank you, God, for allowing us to be open to the universal calling. And we thank you, God, that we will be more giving and more serving to humanity and to other people who need our assistance. Thank you, God, for just allowing us to come together now. Thank you, God, for allowing us just to be able to listen and be part of this wonderful expression of love. So, God, we say thank you. And as we go through this week, give us all divine blessings. And so it is. Amen. Ha 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 ha.